Podcast Sandi Soccer segera dimulai. Selamat mendengarkan.
Hello, welcome back to the Anti Mainstream Sandi Soccer Podcast. This is a podcast that talk about football and the environment issue from Indonesia. After some time ago, we discussed about the official mascot of the World Cup from 1966 to 2022. Now is the time to talk about the official ball used in the biggest international football event in the world. Today feels a little different, because if normally this podcast is filled with only or two people, but this time there will be three people who take turn discussing regarding this special topic. Me, myself, Edwin Savisevic, Surya Mahardika, and Nomo Monterai. Three of us will discuss regarding official ball from World Cup. The use of an official ball in a major tournament is certainly a special concern for the audience, because all elements related to the country hosting the World Cup event can be conveyed through the design of the official ball, such as cultural elements, the beauty of urban planning, and so on. And specifically, for this first part, I will present the 7 official balls for 7 edition of the World Cup. Okay, the first ball we discussed on this podcast is T-Model on World Cup 1930. The 1930 World Cup champion is Uruguay. This ball is the famous team model, which is the most well-known pre-Adidas World Cup ball of all time. Uruguay played the majority of its match with such team model ball in the 1930 World Cup until they faced Argentina in the final match. Since Argentina also wanted to play this match with their own ball, which was a regular 12 panel ball, they played the first half of the match with the Argentinian ball and the second half with the Uruguayan ball. This is very, very interesting. The role of the ball becomes crucial since Argentina won the first half with score 2-1. But Uruguay has come back into the game and finally won it, this World Cup, with their team model. The latest score is 4-2, and Uruguay became the first world champions. Well, it's a very interesting fact. Okay, we carry on to the second ball of the World Cup, which is Federale 102 or Federal 102 in World Cup 1934, which is the World Cup is winning by Italy. The Federale 102 ball was composed by 30 polygonal panels, which were cut and perfectly fitted together by hand sewing. Most of the classic ball at the time were 12 panels model, like the one used 4 years ago in the first World Cup. But the Federale 102 brought an innovation of having lace on a separate panel to inflate the ball. The bladder was enclosed by lace with 6 rows. For the very first time, the leather lace of a World Cup ball were replaced by brown cotton, very similar to the one used on shoes. This represents a small detail, but an important improvement as well. As cotton is more softer than any leather, this encourages players to hit the ball more. We carry on to the third ball, which is quite unique on the name, Allen, in World Cup 1938. Again, the 1938 World Cup champion is Italy. The Allen ball was very similar to the Federale 102, the official ball of the previous World Cup, because it also consisted of 13 panels. Black and white picture proof that the cotton lace of the Allen balls were white. However, this was not a long-lasting color, since the rain and mud immediately changed the color of the laces to brown. This ball was hand-sewn, just like its predecessors, and had to be inflated by a skilled person. If the man who inflated the ball and closed the laces was not precise, the ball did not become spherical, which would influence the trajectory of the ball. Okay, let's continue to the ball number 4, Super Bowl, in World Cup 1950. The 1950 World Cup champion is Uruguay. Even though the laceless construction had been invented at the beginning of the 30s, we had to wait more than a decade until it became accepted worldwide and appeared at the FIFA World Cup. The Super Bowl consisted of 12 identical panels, but the edges of this panel were more curved. The Super Bowl was a brown and hewn ball, and FIFA allowed the manufacturer to print logo and text on the ball. As we can see in the case of the 1954, 1958, and 1966 World Cup balls, it was an exception, since the ball in Switzerland, Sweden, and England had to be free from branding, regardless that the manufacturers put branded balls on the general market for the sale at the same time. It was a strange regulation from FIFA, because in 1962, they allowed print and text on the cracked ball used in the Chile World Cup. The reason for this is still unknown. Ball number 5, Swiss World Champion, in World Cup 1954. The 1954 World Cup champion is West Germany. The official match ball of the 1954 FIFA World Cup was composed of 18 panels with zigzag edges, perfectly interlocked to each other. The ball was completely hand-sewn and no longer had laces. Just like its predecessor, the Super Bowl from 1950 World Cup. The color of the ball was not dark brown anymore, rather an attractive yellowish or hell orange. This made the ball more visible during rainy matches where the pitch contained mud. The name of this newly designed ball was Swiss World Champion, and it was manufactured by the company Cost Sports from Basel. Number 6, Top Star, World Cup 1958.
The 1958 World Cup champion is Brazil. The top star ball had a popular design. It was similar to the ball of the time. However, on this ball, there were long and short panels, elegantly alternate between them. Two short panels in the midst of two long panels, and the inflation valve was in the center of one short panel. This ball threw technological development as well. These later balls were treated with a waterproofing wax, making the ball more water resistant. The ball used in the 1958 World Cup were yellow, red, brown, or white. In matches when it was rainy or a little wet, just like in the final between Brazil and Sweden, the white ones were used. It might sound funny today, but the decision which ball to use as the official ball for the 1958 World Cup was decided on one day, on 8 February 1958. Okay, now is the last ball for my podcast, the seventh ball, crack in World Cup 1962. Once again, the 1962 World Cup champion is Brazil with superstar Pele. The crack ball had an innovative design. It was composed of 18 irregular polygonal panels having three different shapes: hexagonal, rectangular, and hexagonal curve, all joined together by manual shoeing, as if it were a kind of big puzzle. It must be admitted that the crack model is still the ball most difficult to describe with words because of the complexity of its panel. With the new latex valve, the air was retained longer and the ball maintained a good spherical shape. From an aesthetic viewpoint, this ball was a very elegant ball, suitable for the most important football competition. A defect, however, is worth mentioning. The quality of the color coating was poor and did not last for very long. Another important thing to mention is that the European teams did not like this ball. Therefore, 100 pieces of the 1958 Top Star were delivered to Chile in case the crack model would fail in any match. Well, I have finished my part for this podcast, and my colleague Surya Mahardika will continue to inform you regarding the official ball from 1966 to 1990 World Cup edition. Surya Mahardika, it's your turn now. Thank you.
Thank you to Edwin Sefisevic for delivering the first part of the special topic of this episode. And now, it's my turn, Surya Mahardika, who will continue for the second part. In the second part, we will start by discussing the official ball of the 1966 World Cup. Schlesinger Challenge World Cup 1966. The 1966 World Cup champion is England. The Schlesinger Challenge was made of high quality leather and entirely hand sewn. It was composed of 25 rectangular panels joined together in a way that was very similar to the 1958 ball and which differ only in the panel which contain the valve. In the Schlesinger ball, the valve was in the center of small panel between two other even shorter panels. The remaining panels were the same as the 1958 ball, and the influencing system was the lead type valve latex rubber. This ball provided excellent sphericity, and its composition was adopted over the years by other brands. The balls of the 1966 World Cup were provided in three different colors: white, yellow, and orange. Although the most widely used model was the white one, in the memory of football fans, the orange ball of the historic final of Wembley remains the strongest, because in the final, England beat West Germany with a score of 4-2 and won their first world title in the history of the World Cup. Adidas Telstar World Cup 1970. The 1970 World Cup champion is Brazil. Adidas is the official supplier of the footballs for the FIFA World Cup since 1970. The very first black and white ball was called Telstar, coming from the union of two words, television and star. It was said at the time that this combination and contrast would amplify the visibility of the balls on both color and black and white televisions, given that the Mexican World Cup was the first World Cup to be broadcast on TV worldwide. The Telstar consists of 32 panels, 20 white regular hexagonal and 12 black regular pentagonal, and on the outer surface a special plastic coating was applied and called Duralast. They helped the ball to protect the litter more than previously on any surface and to keep it waterproof. The Telstar is still one of the most iconic and classic football of all time, and by far the most expensive one, if ever found on sale. Adidas Telstar Duralast World Cup 1974. The champions of 1974 World Cup is West Germany. The fact that Adidas did not produce a brand new ball for the 1974 FIFA World Cup is the real proof how successful the initial Telstar balls become. Adidas even kept the name. Only the text on the balls were updated. The new balls were coated by a stronger Duralast layer, though, in order to prevent water coming into the ball through the seams. The older balls become heavier due to water, which made them much more difficult to control, and players had to kick them harder to reach the same distance. This in fact changed the picture of the games significantly. Adidas Tengu Durlas World Cup 1978. Champion of 1978 World Cup is Argentina. For the 1978 FIFA World Cup, Adidas launched a brand new model with a revolutionary design. The Tango, inspired by the classic dance of Argentina. The design consists of 20 black and prominently curved triangles. It's one print into the white color surface of its hexagonal panel. Since the pentagonal panels were white color too, the triangles create a series of black and elegant circle on a white surface. When the ball was rotating, a nice effect was created by the black circle, which was visually very attractive. The Tango became extremely popular and it became associated with the Adidas brand itself. And these two words were interchangeable in the 18th. No wonder why the Tango design was applied on official Adidas match balls until the 2000 Euro Cup. Adidas Tango España World Cup 1982. Champion of 1982 World Cup is Italy. Due to the indisputable success of the Tango in the 1978 World Cup and the 1980 Euro Cup, Adidas did not design or produce a revolutionary new ball for the Spanish World Cup. Instead, they made a ball called Tango España with only minor change from its predecessor. This ball was the first Adidas World Cup ball to be named inspired by the host country. The ball was almost identical to the previous Tango. It was once again composed of 32 hand 7 panels with the same black and white Tango design. The curved triangles were printed on every hexagon, which formed circle around the 12 pentagonal panels, giving the ball a great visual illusion of 12 identical circle. Adidas Azteca World Cup 1986. Champion of 1986 World Cup is Argentina. The official match ball of the 1986 FIFA World Cup was called Adidas Azteca, and it was the first World Cup ball to be named and decorated completely in honor of the host nation. Ever since, Adidas has kept this practice for all of the following World Cup balls. This ball was not made of real leather, but instead it was the very first official World Cup match ball to be made of synthetic materials. This new construction made it possible for the ball to recover its original shape immediately after being kicked, and could retain it for a long time even at high altitudes on rough surface or during wet condition. Adidas Azteca also witnessed the creation of two sensational goals by Diego Armando Maradona with the Argentina national team against England in the 1986 World Cup quarterfinal. These two goals were the hand of God and the goal of the century. Adidas Etrusco Unico World Cup 1990. Champion of 1990 World Cup is West Germany. The official match ball of the Italian World Cup joined to the Tango series, and it was introduced even for the Pope in Vatican before the tournament. The Tango panels were decorated with Etruscan lion. However, the ball was blamed by many people since there were only a very few goals during this World Cup. This ball was already far away from the old-timer Telstar. It was made of multi-layer synthetic material, making the ball perfectly waterproof. Due to the high demand, the ball was produced in many countries, but only the made in France version was used during the Italian World Cup. That is the end of the second part for our special topic today. Next, my partner Nomo Monterrey will continue the third part, which is also the last part of our special topic today regarding the official World Cup ball. Nomo Monterrey, now it's your turn.
Thank you, Surya Mahardika, for sharing the profile of the official World Cup ball from 1966 to 1990. Now it's time for me, Nomo Monterrey, who will deliver the third and final part of our special topic today regarding the official ball of the World Cup, which this time we will start the journey from 1994. Adidas Questra, 1994 World Cup. Champion of 1994 World Cup is Brazil. To name the Questra as the Quest of Stars had a reason. One of the reasons is that the US flag has star element, and the other one is that the World Cup was held in the same year as the 25th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission, when the first man landed on the moon. The ball kept the star component on the classic Tango panels, making this ball the very last black and white World Cup ball. The Questra was manufactured by five different materials, and it had a flexible but durable outer layer, and it was perfectly waterproof. This ball became very successful. No wonder that Adidas used the Questra for put the 1996 Euro Cup and the 1996 Olympic Games. However, the ball used during the above mentioned tournament were colorful. Next is Adidas Tricolor, 1998 World Cup. The champion of 1998 World Cup is France. The Tricolor was the first color World Cup ball ever. It was named after the France Tricolor, and it's the France cock that you see on the famous Tango panels, including the red Adidas logo on the top of the cock's head. Many believe that due to its design, this ball is the most beautiful and imaginative Adidas ball ever. The surface of the ball is covered by tiny hexagon that refer to the air bubbles in the coating. This made the ball even more flexible while being kicked. Technological innovation. On the surface of the ball, hexagon resembling a honeycomb lattice structure from a complete net, which refers to the newly developed foam, high-tech layer below the surface. Thanks to the microcells in it, the energy is more evenly distributed in the ball after the force impact, kicking, heading on the ball, making its movement more predictable. Due to the spongy layers, the ball was softer to the touch and more compressible than its predecessor. Yet it had explosive bounce characteristic, making it faster than them. Also, in order to speed up game, more balls were already used in the match of the World Cup in France. For example, the France versus Brazil 3-0 in final was played with 11 tricolor balls. But of course, it was not only for this reason that more balls had to be produced. Before the World Cup, Adidas launched a fantastic campaign featuring the most famous footballer of the time. These commercials are still considered epoch-making due to their atmosphere. So it is no wonder that the tricolor has become a ball sold in very large number around the world. Of course, the fact that this World Cup was organized with the participation of 32 teams also contributed to this. Adidas was able to make production more efficient by moving the previous production in France to Morocco. Since the 1970 World Cup in Mexico, Adidas has manufactured the ball for World Cup in France, and this long streak was broken at the home tournament. This time, the Made in Morocco inscription was not printed under the Adidas logo, but next to the value. This version is the most valuable among collectors, but there are also made in Vietnam and made in Pakistan version. Next is Adidas Fevernova 2002 World Cup held in Korea and Japan. Champion of 2002 World Cup is Brazil. The Fevernova was a transition ball between the classic and the modern World Cup balls. Even though it kept its 32-panel structure, but it no longer consists of the famous Tango panels. Moreover, it was the very last hand-seen World Cup ball. It has gone through a lot of improvements related to its material. Since it consists of more layers than its predecessor, But apart from this, this ball became even more thin. This ball had both the hexagon pattern as well as the air bubble as seen in case of the tricolor 4 years earlier. The name of the ball refers to the football fever in Asia. The design, test, and feedback. The 2002 World Cup was the first to be held in Asia and also the first co-produced tournament. The event was jointly hosted by South Korea and Japan, and the innermost efforts of the hosts were symbolized by the new figure that replaced the Tango design, the Golden Shuriken with flame patterns. Like the 1998 tricolor, the FIFA Nova was made in Morocco, but had thinner inner layers than its predecessor, with a total of 11 layers in the ball and a thickness of only 3 millimeters. During the development, they refined the foam synthetic layers, which in principle stabilize the trajectory of the ball. At different speed tests, it was clear to see that the FIFA Nova could be shot at 130 km per hour. Despite the innovation, the ball was received with mixed feelings, which is echo in the opinions. Another question is how much of a role business marketing interests play in them. The proteges of the manufacturer, for example, David Beckham, had a good opinion of the FIFA Nova, while those on the opposite side of the battle of brands, for example, the Brazilians, scolded it, while most of the goalkeepers considered the ball unpredictable. Regardless, FIFA didn't care because they still wanted to see more goals. Next is Adidas Team Case 2006 World Cup held in Germany. Champion of 2006 World Cup is Italy. The German sport manufacturer constructed a brand new ball for the local World Cup called Team Case. This ball was the very first World Cup ball made by Adidas that no longer consists of 32 but from 14 panels. Due to the reduction of the number of the panels became significantly bigger, making it less possible that the player kicked the ball at a joint. And according to Adidas, this leads to much more accurate shots. The ball used in the World Cup final came out with golden finish symbolizing the World Cup trophy. This practice is still in use. By creating the Team Case ball, Adidas opened a new chapter in the history of World Cup balls. This was the first ball whose panels were not sewn by hand, but glued together. This was a revolutionary innovation in ball production, but Adidas had already introduced the technology 2 years earlier at the 2004 European Championship in Portugal. In the case of the Roteiro, that ball still consists of 32 panels, but the Team Days only has 14 panels, 6 of which are sponge-shaped and 8 complement them. Adidas explained that by building the ball with fewer panels, the panels are larger, making players more likely to hit the panels itself and less likely to hit the area where the panels fit together. In the first case, the kick is more accurate because there is nothing to deflect it. It is important to note that the technology of the glue panels was later adopted by other manufacturers from Adidas. But it is interesting that for a few years in the German Bundesliga, they have played with hand-sewn 32-panel ball again. Although these balls are no longer supplied by Adidas, but by Select under the name Derby Star. Separate ball for the final. 2006 was the first World Cup where Adidas created a new ball for the final match, which the name Team Hayes Berlin. This ball had golden sponge slice, a reference to the World Cup trophy. This type was presented at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin on April 18, 2006 by Franz Beckenbauer, who was the chairman of the organizing committee when it became clear that the final would be played between Italy and France. 1,600 imprint balls were launched 3 days before the final and were sold in Berlin at the venue of the World Cup. Of course, these balls were in high demand, so many of them were auctioned on the internet, and those who could buy more of them made a high profit. Next ball is Adidas Jabulani, 2010 World Cup held in South Africa. The champion of 2010 World Cup is Spain. The official match ball of the 2010 FIFA World Cup was called Jabulani, which means to celebrate and to have fun. They used 11 colors, referring to not only the 11 players in the team, but also the 11 language used and 11 colony located in South Africa. This ball consists of only 8 panels, but players did not like it very much, since the ball shifted in the air at long-range shot, making the ball unpredictable. However, the demand and price of the Jabulani balls today is extremely high, since football first consider this ball to be the best for this new sport, since the Jabulani can roll the grass for longest distance among all recent balls. The brand new design. On December 4, 2009, Adidas presented the official 2010 World Cup ball, the Jabulani. This word means celebration or party in the Zulu dialect. The Jabulani was presented as a technological jewel created by the AIT, Adidas Innovative Team. It consists of 8 innovative welded panels, 4 minor triangles, and 4 bigger ones. Which gives the ball a perfect spherical shape never before achieved. The panel surface was a 3D non-slip compound called grip and groove, or commonly known as the goose skin. It had already been successfully tested in 2008 European Championship. This type of surface allowed an optimal grip on all conditions. The panels were crossed by particular channel, which ensure the designer an improvement in the aerodynamics of the ball. 11 different colors were adopted to compose the decoration of Jabulani. Numerology indicate that this was the 11th Adidas World Cup ball. 11 is the number of players on football team. 11 are the official language of South Africa, and with 11 different community make up a country among the most cosmopolitan of the African continent and the world. Finally, the 4 smaller triangles of the design recalls the external face of the Soccer City Stadium in Johannesburg. The Jabulani inscription and a sticker. Just like in 2006, Adidas made a special ball for the World Cup final in South Africa, which was named Jabulani. This ball differed from the traditional ball in that the color panels were now gold. One used ball in the final sold at auction for $73,769, with the proceeds donated to the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Of course, the practice introduced at the previous World Cup was retained here as well. So the data of the given match, participating teams, the stadium and whole city was printed to the balls, and the balls actually used in the match were later profit with a sticker. These balls are the most valuable authentic prize, start at approximately $3,000 if ever found. Next ball is Adidas Brazuca 2014 World Cup. The champion of 2014 World Cup in Brazil is Germany. Due to the questionable performance of the Jabulani, the German sports manufacturer decided to come up with the most tested ball ever for the Brazilian World Cup, making it sure that the ball becomes as perfect as possible. In order to have the reputation of the fans back, the name of the ball was finally decided by votes from supporters. The name Brazuca is an informal local term which means Brazilians, or to describe the Brazilian way of life. The colors and ribbon design of the 6 ball panels symbolize the traditional multicolor with bracelets worn in the country. Fita do Senhor do Bonfim da Bahia. In addition to reflecting the vibrancy and fun associated with football in Brazil, the previous World Cup ball, Jabulani, did not become too popular among many players and fans. Therefore, Adidas wanted to avoid the same situation to happen again. This is why the Brazuca went through a true testing process over a 2.5-year period involving more than 600 of the world's top players and 30 teams in 10 countries across 3 continents, making it the most tested ball ever by Adidas and ensuring that it is suited to all conditions. Clubs involved in testing include AC Milan, Bayern Munich, Palmeiras, and Fluminense. Players involved in the process included global football stars Lionel Messi, Iker Casillas, Bastian Schweinsteiger, and Zinedine Zidane. The ball has already been tested in competitive international match at the FIFA Under-20 World Cup with a different print design and was also used in a friendly match between Sweden and Argentina in February 2013. The technology incorporated into the blather and carcass of Brazuca is identical to the Tango 12, UEFA Euro 2012, CAFUSA, FIFA Confederation Cup 2013, and the ever-popular UEFA Champions League official match ball. However, a new structural innovation with a unique symmetry of 6 identical panels. Yes, the number of panels continued to decrease from the previous World Cup balls. In 1970 until 2002, 32 panels, 2006, 14 panels, 2010, 8 panels, 2014, 6 panels. Alongside a different surface structure provided improved grip, touch, stability, and aerodynamics on the pitch. In addition, there were laboratory tests such as the viscosity measurement, during which the Brazuca was immersed in water for a long time, but its mass only increased by 0.2%, creating a quasi-waterproof ball. The Brazuca has been thoroughly tested to meet and exceed all FIFA metrics for an official match ball, ensuring top performance for every condition. Next ball is Adidas Telstar 18, 2018 World Cup held in Russia. Champion of the 2018 World Cup is France. The Telstar 18 World Cup balls refers to the original and classic Telstar from the 70s. Both balls are black and white and were named as the Star of Television. The latter model is, of course, a high-end version. Not only due to its futuristic design, but also because it features an NFC chip that makes it possible that owner can have an interaction with the ball using their smartphone. Sustainability has been a key factor for Adidas during recent years. So it is no wonder why both the packaging and the ball itself are recyclable. In the case of the Tango 12, the official match ball of the 2012 UEFA Euro Cup, we have already seen an example of Adidas bringing back a well-established name from the past at the World Cup in Russia. In addition to the 1970 Telstar name, the black and white color scheme returned, so a retro style ball was made. The name refers to the Telstar communication satellite and the television star. The six panels used on the Brazuca and still retain, but this time in a square shape. As an innovation, among other things, an NFC chip has been added to the ball. It is also marked on it, which allow you to read the data from the ball using a mobile phone. The data of match play with such a ball, team, location, final result. As a step towards sustainability and environmental protection, the packaging of the ball has also become simpler as it is made of reusable paper. Additional point of interest. Since the 2006 World Cup, a new ball has always been made for the final match, which was decorated with golden motif, but at the World Cup in Russia, a new ball was used already in straight elimination stage, which was marketed under the name Mekhta, which in Russian means dream, ambition. On this new ball, the black and gray panels part have received red and pink decoration. As the ball is named and apparently for promotional reason, a piece was sent to the International Space Station in March 2018 and the ball returned in June. In July 2018, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Donald Trump in Helsinki and gave the American president a Telstar 18 as a gift. But the Americans were afraid of the chip built into the ball. It is not known what happened to the ball. And the new ball for 2022 FIFA World Cup held in Qatar is Arila. The name Arila means the journey in Arabic and is inspired by the culture, architecture, iconic boats, and flag of Qatar. Arila is the world's first ever soccer ball made exclusively with water-based inks and glues, and therefore it is the most environmentally friendly World Cup ball ever. One of the notable innovation in Arila is the speed shell texture polyurethane skin exterior layer with a new 20-piece panel shape and micro and macro texture. With its inclusion, Adidas aim to boost its speed of flight and rotation to sustain perfect shot and excellent aerodynamics. The ball even has a goal of advertising football on social level. It is print using multiple languages by the following message: football is collective, responsibility, passion, respect, teamwork, and fair play. It is a perfectly clear mission from the supplier to bring fans together and closer to each other. The number of panels began to grow again. Arilla is the most expensive World Cup ball ever, in which technological innovation play a significant role. The number of panels increased from 6 to 20, which is a strange decision, because Adidas significantly reduced the number of panels in the ball from the usual 32 with the introduction of Team Case developed for the 2006 World Cup, 14 panels, 2010, 8 panels, 2014, 6 panels, and 2018, 6 panels, which is justified by the fact that the size of the panels increase and the player are less likely to hit the joint, which could potentially change the controllability of the ball. In the case of Arilla, however, we see that this trend has a reverse. Of course, it is not easy for Adidas, because every 4 years, they always have to come up with something revolutionary and explain why the new ball is better than the previous model. Arilla panels are rhombus or triangular, the latter referring to the Saint Denis. The design is inspired by the desert Qatari architecture, iconic ships, and the country's distinctive flag. New technology in this ball. Arilla is made using 70% polyurethane, 20% recycled polyester, and 10% viscose covering. And in the name of sustainability, it is made with water-based paint and glue, so as not to pollute the environment. The seamless ball takes accuracy to new heights, thanks in part to special technology, a textured polyurethane layer combined with diamond-shaped indentation. Thanks to the macro and micro texture, the ball is more controllable, turn easier, and is the fastest ball ever in the history of the World Cup. It is interesting that the ball is not wide, but in the sense, but this can only be seen when the ball is exposed to strong light. For example, in daylight under the sun. Social message. Arilla is also social in that it has different sign promoting football in several languages, which are football is collective, responsibility, passion, respect, teamwork, and fair play. By the way, Arilla means the journey in which the ball is only the beginning, because the story is written by the players, and this story doesn't even start for so long. We're really looking forward to November 2022. That's all I can say for our special topic today. Don't forget to always listen to the Sandy Soccer podcast to get the latest information from football and also environmental issue in Indonesia and also the world. On behalf of my friend on duty, there are Edwin Savisevic, Surya Mardika. I am Nomo Montre, thanking all of you who have listened. See you in the next episode. Stay safe, keep healthy. Bye-bye.
Terima kasih sudah mendengarkan podcast ini. Sampai jumpa.
I can be your fan, but what can you do? We navigate through all the rough and the smooth. Yeah, we got that rock and roll, that rhythm and blues. Yeah, yeah. I'm never blue if I am rocking with you. I promise you now. Everything, everything gonna work out. Baby, tomorrow, no matter what.